the Clinton administration was particularly impressed with President Gaviria, who was in who was presiding over most of these atrocities. They described him as very forward-looking in helping developing democratic institutions under conditions of great danger, which was true. Didn't add that the danger was mostly due to his administration and our support for it. He was also, they said, forward-looking in carrying out economic reforms and helping integrate Colombia into the international economy. Know how to decode those words. And as a result of these forward-looking attitudes, the U.S. insisted that he be appointed Secretary General of the Organization of American States, as he was. This is a rich country. It's a country of enormous resources. Latin America is the area of the world that has the worst distribution of wealth anywhere. Very high concentration of wealth and land ownership, enormous poverty in the midst of plenty of wealth. Colombia probably has the record in Latin America for inequality, for concentration of wealth, land ownership, massive poverty. It's gotten considerably worse in the last 10 or 20 years as a result of the so-called neoliberal policies, which have concentrated wealth even further, increased poverty and misery. As I say, it's now past over 50% living under the poverty line, which is extremely low. This has always, having nothing to do with drugs, long before there were drug issues, this has been the source of enormous violence. Peasant revolutions, massive terror and destruction. It's been going on for a long time, in fact, for 100 years.